Good morning, my dear sisters and brothers.
Good morning, sir.
This weekend, the church celebrates Respect Life Sunday. As we do each year, after the homily, I will offer a blessing for any of our expectant parents. Also, a reminder that this weekend, we once again have permission to distribute Holy Communion on the tongue or in the hand, as you prefer. Each weekend at 5 o'clock and 9 o'clock in the morning in English, if you prepare to receive communion on the tongue, I simply ask that you sit in this section, where you will receive communion from the priest. We are already on the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time. If you listen carefully regarding our Gospel, Jesus tells a parable about a landowner who entrusted his vineyard to his tenants. In my own reflection regarding the parable, regarding our Gospel today, there are four important points. First, God's providence. What is providence? It is the protection of God or nature as a spiritual power. In our Gospel, there was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a vine press into it, and built a watchtower. Before God, He entrusts us with a responsibility. He makes arrangements for all that we will need to carry out that responsibility. And that's God's providence. Second point in our parable, after God's providence, the second one, God's trust. What is trust? It is the belief that someone or something is trustworthy, good, honest, and effective. The Gospel says, then he leased it to the tenants and went to another country. God trusts that he will do the right thing. We are all the stewards of God. The second point, God's trust. Third, God's patience. What is patience? It is the ability to accept or tolerate delay, problems, or suffering without getting angry or upset. The Gospel tells us that God sends messenger after messenger to rebellious tenants who will not do their thing. With each messenger, God gives us another opportunity to end the rebellion and do the right thing. Finally, there comes one last chance for God to send His only child or only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. That God's patience. Finally, God's judgment. What is judgment? It is the ability to make considered decisions or reach sensitive conclusions. The gospel tells us that in the end, the landowner took the vineyard from the tenants and gave it to others. It shows us God's judgment in which rebels lost their lives and their privileges are transferred to others who are more promising. God has given us everything we need, all the grace necessary to make our lives fruitful and beautiful. So I repeat four important points in our parable. First, God's providence. Second, God's trust. Third, God's patience. And the last one, God's judgment.